Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
I'm J. Scott Smith, and here's what's happening right now. Parts of the Philadelphia area are under a winter weather advisory today, with a few inches of snow expected north and west of the city. Now, regardless of where and how much we get, KYW's Mike Daugherty reports that PennDOT is ready.
So far, this winter has felt a little bit more like spring, and that four-letter S word has not been said a whole lot around here. PennDOT spokesman Brad Rudolph says that might give drivers an unjustified sense of confidence, and he hopes people are prepared.
Make sure your vehicle can handle the conditions. Some vehicles, you know, we see a lot of disabled vehicles, not necessarily crashes, but all it takes is a disabled vehicle to take out a lane, and all of a sudden we got significant backup.
It's also important, as always, to give those big trucks room to operate on the roads.
Certainly freezing rain and sleet are an issue. So even though we might not see a lot of snow pile up, conditions are still going to be slick. You know, we ask drivers to obviously watch their speed.
Rudolph says it's also important for drivers to give the snow plows plenty of room out on those roads. And in the wake of yet another school discovered to be contaminated with asbestos, the Philadelphia School Board is vowing to make sure the district carries out its plan to seal off and remove it from buildings. KYW's Mike DiNardo has the details.
The school board's Finance and Facilities Committee Chair Lee Wong says he empathizes with parents and teachers concerned about asbestos.
We are also upset, and we stand with everyone who wants to help us in making our schools safer.
Wong says the board plans to hold the height administration accountable for executing its plan to manage and abate asbestos in district buildings. Height's chief of staff, Naomi Wyatt, told the committee Thursday the district was putting its asbestos inspection process on hold.
We did put a brief pause to this inspection process while we do a quality review.
Former Meredith Elementary School principal Cindy Farlino said principals need to be trained how to spot potential asbestos issues.
8 years as principal in a school where a teacher is now dying of mesothelioma. I walk through that school every single day.
The district expects that its inspectors will find additional asbestos problems in its numerous aging buildings. And the Philadelphia police are continuing to investigate the death of a young woman whose body was found decomposing in a South Philadelphia basement. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson explains that the body has been identified as a missing teenager.
Officials say 18-year-old Erin Schweikert was the young woman found stuffed in a plastic bag and then stuffed in a Tupperware container in the basement of a home on Porter Street near 21st Street. Schweikert went missing in October after her family said she met someone along Front Street in South Philadelphia and never returned home, never answering repeated phone calls or texts. Authorities have been investigating the case for a possible human or sex trafficking link, but have not yet had solid evidence. According to police, Schweikert was not dismembered, as originally reported by the sheriff's office, and there's no sign of trauma to the body. The medical examiner is awaiting toxicology results, but at this point, the death has not yet been ruled a homicide.
Philadelphia police sources say some of the people inside the home at the time may face abusive corpse charges. And in Bucks County, they're marking Martin Luther King Day with a special screening tomorrow of a film that looks at police-community relations. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert explains.
The film is called Walking While Black, Love is the Answer. It takes a raw, hard look at the relationship between police and minority communities.
I see kids, when they see me in uniform, go out of their way just to say to the top of their lungs, I hate the police!
And perceptions from each side, along with a roadmap to try to improve relations.
You gotta start seeing each other as a value and as an asset.
Bucks County DA Matt Weintraub says with things like social media, sometimes views can be distorted.
We could have a real-life discourse and a dialogue between the police, individual police officers, and our young people in Bucks County. That's going to be a win-win for everyone.
Weintraub expects more than 400 students will attend at the Bensalem High School auditorium, and he says after the screening, they'll break into groups to talk about it.
With a police officer who's also viewed the film present with each group.
The event is open to the public. It's part of the 7th annual MLK Teen Peace and Justice Summit.
The event is getting a lot of support from community leaders and law enforcement. And the 19th annual Hoops from the Heart basketball clinics are set for MLK Day on Monday. KYW's Matt Leon has more.
Bobby Morgan is the head women's basketball coach at Haverford College, and she helped start these clinics nearly two decades ago. She talks about what's on tap for Monday.
At Cabrini, Newman, Haverford, and Widener University on Martin Luther King Day, we're going to have four basketball clinics. It'll be run by the men's and women's teams and coaches, and we have youths come in and bring canned goods, and we do a two-hour clinic, and all of the proceeds go to the Community Action Agency.
That's the Community Action Agency of Delaware County, and over the years, Morgan says these clinics have raised some $125,000 for the agency. Morgan says the clinics are for boys and girls grades 1 through 8.
You can pre-register. We do take walk-ups, but we prefer people to register ahead of time. So if you go to the college website, you should be able to get that information.
Now, if your kid was hoping to ball out, unfortunately, the clinic is already sold out. And that's the All Local. I'm J. Scott Smith. Listen live anytime on the Radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.